Memorial Stadium in Bastrop. It's halftime. Wimberley leads it 7-6 over the Cold Spring Oakhurst Trojans. Both teams coming back out onto the field here momentarily, Randy. The Wimberley Texans, of course, will get the football to start things here in this second half with the one-point lead. And I think we'll both agree that Weldon Nelms probably wants the Texans to score on that first possession of the second half. It's always oh so important, and never more so than tonight, Randy, with 24 minutes separating these two teams from a berth in the state championship game next Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, we mentioned earlier the word of the day is purposeful.
That's right.
It would be nice to see them, one, get a good return and get set up with good field position, and then purposefully use their running attack, open up their passing attack, and move the ball down the field and get on the board again.
And we talked about Nick Alana. He kind of limped off at one point in that first half, Randy, and we've already spotted him out there. And so he looks like he's good to go. And Brennan Blakemore, I haven't seen Brennan Blakemore. Yep, there he is as well. He was kind of gimpy with what looked like a shoulder ailment of some sort, and he's back out there to go as well. These young guys, if the bone's not sticking out, these guys are going to go at this point because they have that big blue star in their minds now, in the back of their minds. But first things first, they're going to have to take care of business here these next 24 minutes against the Trojans.
Yeah, but, you know, speaking of the injuries, and it's good to see that apparently whatever Bobo they had earlier, it hasn't affected them too bad. But certainly the Texans are in a better position in regard to depth. You know, I mentioned earlier this, their school enrollment, 681 kids compared to Cold Spring Oakhurst, at 503. And just by the number of kids on the sideline, you can see that Wimberley certainly has more kids and more depth on the bench.
Is Bobo a medical term, Randy? You use that term.
That's a little more than an owie.
A little more than an owie. A Bobo is slightly more severe than an owie. And with that, Greg Dunham is going to kick things off for Cold Spring. Greg, of course, the kicker who missed that extra point for the Trojans in the first half, which looms oh so big now with Wimberley leading it 7-6. Here's the kickoff. Kind of an onside kick there. It looks like it's rolling around. Wimberley's able to recover it, though, on the Trojans' 37-yard line. I don't know if Greg meant to do that or what, Randy, but he was kind of lined up to the side and just kind of booted it, and it scooted and bounced along the ground.
Well, I'd like to think that if that was intentional, that they would have chosen someone other than Blakemore to kick it toward.
That's exactly
it
right.
Did surprise him, obviously, because it scooted right past him. But with his quickness, he was able to turn around and pounce on the ball, and nothing doing there. So, hey, they get the ball with decent field position. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah, there's your field position, Randy. And Brady Lambert will come out. First down and 10. Wimberley at its own 37-yard line. First possession of the second half. Lambert has Trinity Wilson to his right. Back to throw. Pump fake. Now he's going to go ahead and throw it out. Left side picked off at the 40. Picked off and taken back to the Wimberley 31-yard line. And I'm trying to get the number over there and see who picked it off. I believe it was Kendrick Harrison who picked it off. At any rate, Cold Spring with wonderful field position now to start the second half, Randy, at the Wimberley 32-yard line. Ouch.
Yeah, ouch is right. He was trying to hit Blakemore on a quick out over there. Blakemore took about three steps forward, and Kedrick, with just so much speed, read it all the way, stepped up and picked it off. And then he picked up another 10 yards after he made the catch.
So now let's see just how good this Wimberley defense is, Randy. If ever the Texans need a stop, it's right now. Alfred Scott will bring his Cold Spring team to the line of scrimmage. Gives it to Gilbert. Look out. He's got the 25, the 20, and down to the 18-yard line is Sherman Gilbert. That's a pickup of 14 to start this second half, Randy.
Yeah, Dennis Smith playing over here on his right end. He got sucked inside. He pursued at a not a very good angle, allowed Gilbert to get outside of him and make that nice gain.
They're going to put it at the Wimberley 19-yard line. So the Texans are reeling now early after giving up the interception, and now quickly, Cold Spring is in the Wimberley red zone. Pitch right. It's Monroe. He strikes the ground. Drops the ball. The ball's on the ground. A big scramble. I think Monroe got it back, though. Yeah. He did at the 21-yard line. Loss of two. It'll be second down and 12.
Yeah, that ball hit the turf, and it only rolled about a yard forward from where he had slipped, and he was able to reach out quick and get his arms around it before the Texans could recover that.
Randy, out of the corner of my eye, I think you recovered that football. I think I saw you gesticulate and try to recover that football yourself. Good job.
I think I hurt my fingers trying to reach through the glass.
Second down and 12 now for Cold Spring now. Just underway in the second half, Wimberley holding on to a 7-6 lead. Quarterback sneak by Scott. He's got a big hole, but he's wiped out by Dennis Smith after he got it down to the 13-yard line. So that's a pretty good pickup of about 7 yards. It'll be third down and 4 now.
Yeah, and we can't tell from up here if that's an audible at the line, but he's done that a couple times, and he really catches those Texans where the nose tackle is off far to one side, and has a really nice seam there where he just follows that center straight up the field.
Big play now. Third down, a long three. Call it four. Ball at the 13. They've got to get it inside the 10. Pitch right. It's Gilbert following his blockers. He's got the 10. He's got the first down by about a yard. Down to the 8-yard line is Sherman Gilbert, and that's a pickup of 5. It'll be first and goal for Cold Spring.
And again, now that toss play where it goes over the tackle, that time they ran it to the right. Kobe Kelly, the lineman in front of him, fired off and tangled him up where he had a hard time stepping up. He finally does make the tackle, but not until the running back picks up 3 or 4 yards.
Wimberley fans on their feet again, Randy. They are begging these Texans to hold on here early in the second half. Texans leading it 7-6, but on the ropes here now early. Pitch right to Gilbert, looking up the field, but flags all over the place. This is likely going to go against Cold Spring, I would assume, based on where the flags were thrown. Let's see.
Looks like it's going to be a procedure call.
Yep, it's going to be illegal procedure. So that's a huge, huge call for Wimberley. That'll back them up to the 13-yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 13.
Yeah, they're still... It gives the Texans just a little bit more field to defend. It would be nice, you know, in the first half, the Texans are the ones who struggled with drop balls and penalties. It would be nice to see if maybe the Trojans could suffer that same fate.
Here's the give up the middle of the fullback. He's popped at the 11-yard line. Not much running room at all. A pickup of about 2.
Yeah. I think it was Cameron Morris, maybe. I tried to get the number, who met him hard up there. I mean, he flew forward and met him as he was coming to that line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Really put a pop on him.
I thought
I didn't get the number. Maybe it was Alana.
I thought it was Alana who did that hit there, Randy. Second down and 11. And you got to believe after Cold Spring missed that extra point, Randy, you got to assume that they are in four down territory from here on out here, because they can't have much confidence in their kicker at this point.
Well, no, especially down here in the in the red zone, you know they're going to keep piling away at it.
Second down and goal from the 11. So big play on first down. Let's see if the Texans have another couple of big plays in their back pocket here. They badly, badly need a defensive stop. Leading it 7-6. 9:30 left to play in the third period. Now they restart the play clock. Cold Spring to the line of scrimmage. Power formation, and it's Scott trying to get outside right side. He's got the 5. He's going to score. He runs into the end zone. That's Alfred Scott on the 11-yard touchdown run, and Cold Spring has its first lead of the night.
A little play-action quarterback keeper. He fed it like they were going to take the ball up inside between the tackles, and he just tucked it around the corner and was able to find that end zone.
Well, and they're going to go for 2 now here from the 3-yard line, Randy. How big is this? Leading it 12-7, Cold Spring will go for 2. And this is huge, because you assume that the Texans aren't going to be held at 7 points this entire football game. This is a big, big, big play.
And again, they're 2 for 2 on going for 2 here.
Crowd on their feet. Give around left side, and he is going to make it into the end zone by about a yard. That's Colton Monroe, who came in motion there, Randy, and took the handoff. And it's 14-7 now, Cold Spring.
I think I've got a player down. Yeah, it looked a lot like that play they ran to get into the end zone last time.
So with 9:17 left to play in the third period, Cold Spring leads it by a score of 14-7. That looks like Davis Holloman, I believe, who's being helped. Yeah, that's Davis, who's being helped off the field now. a leg injury of some sort. And, boy, this is not how Wimberley wanted to start this second half, Randy, but I'm sure Weldon Nelms is saying to his team, hey, we're in the state semifinals. Nothing is going to come easy from henceforth from this point on. And so, no surprise, you're going to fall behind at some point, and now the Texans are looking at a 7-point deficit.
And I completely missed on that last play. They showed the replay down here on this nice scoreboard. That was a little end around that time.
Yeah.
And again, I missed that. They did a little end around to Colton Monroe.
Yeah.
Able to fight his way. Yeah, nothing's coming easy here, that's for certain. But, you know, they've got so many offensive weapons. They're only down by a touchdown, a lot of game left to play. Let's see how they react.
Brady Lambert, of course, threw the interception on his last pass of the first half, Randy, and then tossed one again on his first pass of the second half. And he started the game 6 out of 7, so Brady's going to try to recapture some of that early heat that he had in this football game. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out. And again, they do that onside kick, and it's rolling around, but taken by Wimberley at the 48-yard line. Outstanding field position by the Texans, and I don't know if Cold Spring's doing himself any favors by doing that instead of trying to kick it deep. I did notice the kicker there, Randy, Greg Dunham, is limping around pretty severely, so we'll have to watch that the rest of the game. Kicking game's so very important.
Well, that we know for certain that one was a very very purposeful onside kick. Went straight toward Riley Oldmix, and he was able to smother it 11 yards from the point of where they kicked off from.
So let's see if the Texans can take advantage of this outstanding field position. I formation now behind Brady Lambert. Dennis Smith dotting the I behind Colby Kelly. We may be getting ready to see a heavy dose of Dennis Smith. Try to settle down this Texans offense. He can certainly do that. He's going to get the ball here up the middle, but stopped right at the line of scrimmage is Smith. That swarming Cold Spring defense, a good play there. And in fact, Dennis lost a couple of yards now. They're going to put it back to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, out of that I formation, Lambert on that particular last play, he did an audible. In fact, he even touched the right side of his hip, indicating where they wanted to do that lead dive to. And Trojan defense read it all the way. In fact, you can see their linebackers react, and they shifted, and they defended that perfectly.
Yeah, Smith didn't have any running room at all, and now Lambert's going to shift back into the shotgun. 8:40 left to play in the third quarter. Trojans lead it 14-7 over Wimberley. Here's Lambert over the middle, caught by Burt Schell out to the 50-yard line. A quick pickup of 4 where it'll be 3rd down and 8.
And I think that's where they're going to have success here in the second half with their passing game and those, you know, those quick little routes out here on the side. Not going to be huge gainers, but keep that defense loose, maybe loosen up enough where they can get some run offense going.
Now 8 yards to go. 3rd down and 8 now for Wimberley. This is huge. Blakemore is in the slot on the left side. Lambert from the shotgun. 3rd down and 8. Back to throw. Good protection. Throws it, and it's incomplete. He overshot Brennan Blakemore. And now the Texans will likely punt here, but you never know. Let's see what they decide to do.
Yeah, I'm not so sure Jonathan Swint didn't get a piece of that ball. It went awful high, uncharacteristically high for such a short little pass.
Yeah, they're going to punt the football away. Well, let's see. Yeah, Lambert is. Now it's going to be Burt Schell who's back in punt formation. Ball is at the 50-yard line. Douglas Johnson is deep for Cold Spring, standing at his own 20-yard line. Snap is a good one. Burt Schell gets it off. It's a high, good kick taken by Johnson. He's inside his own 10 and brought down at the 8-yard line is Douglas Johnson. So Wimberley now has the Trojans backed up with poor field position at their own 8-yard line.
Yeah, great downfield pursuit and open field tackle by Cade Davis. He was the defender over here, contained man on the right side, and he tried to get juked out there at the end, and he did a great job breaking down and tackling them to give the what looks like poor field position if defense can stiffen up here and keep them down here.
Cold Spring now has it at their own 8-yard line, leading Wimberley 14-7. 7:43 left to play in the third quarter. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you. Nail-biter here in Bastrop in the state semifinals. Turn and pitch right. It's Gilbert. And Gilbert is looking for running room. He's got the 10, but not much more. Might have gotten it out to the 11-yard line, but that's it, a pickup of three.
Yeah, they've had a lot of success doing that little toss play going to the right side. Real similar to what Devine did last week with Joseph Sadler. Just keep overloading that point of attack with a pulling lineman and letting his speed find an opening and go. And then Texan defense able to bottle it up there that time.
Gilbert now, 18 carries for 86 yards unofficially. Second down and seven now. Every play magnified here. The give is up the middle, and I believe that's Monroe, and he gets it out to about the 14-yard line. Not much of a gain, about 3 yards, and another big third down play coming up.
Yeah, quick handoff, and they put two running backs in the backfield. It's almost like their play action carries it away, and they do a quick handoff up front.
Ball at the 14-yard line. Third down and four now for Cold Spring. Big, big play. Pitch left. It's Gilbert. Gilbert's got the 15-20. Look out. He's got the 30 and brought down at the 35-yard line is Gilbert, and that is a pickup of 20.
Boy, the defensive end just got creamed for the Texans over here on that side. Really, once they had him blocked in, he had a lot of room to run.
Yeah, he really did. 6:29 left to play now in the third period, and you can expect that Cold Spring is now going to give the Texans a steady dose of Mr. Sherman Gilbert, leading it 14-7 over the Texans. Scott now, quarterback sneak, right up the middle, pounds it away and is able to push the pile forward, 6 yards out to the 41-yard line, second down and four.
Mike, we need to step out for a minute for station identification. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on Wimberley Texan Radio and KDRP 100.1.
KDRP LPFM 103.1 Dripping Springs, Texas, and K261 DW 100.1 Henley and the Texas Hill Country. Streaming free and live worldwide at kdrplive.org.
Yeah, he did nothing fancy there. Pitch right now. This is Monroe looking for running room out the right side. He's dropped after a pickup of maybe one. So, again, another third down and three situation. And the problem with Cold Spring, Randy, they have so many weapons in that backfield, it is hard to hold this team to anything under 3 yards.
Well, you know, and Reed Jones keeps coming up and making those tackles. You can't help but think they're going to step back and toss it over his head and hit that tight end again.
So Scott now has Monroe behind him. Gilbert is shifted out left side in a receiver spot, but a flag on the play. This is going to be procedure against Cold Spring.
Yeah, it looks like Dalton Conrad, who I just complimented a while ago, he jumped offside. Moved a little early.
Yeah, he really did, and that's a huge play. So Wimberley with a break there as they back it up to the 37-yard line. And it'll now be third down and eight. So third down and eight is a lot more difficult than third down and three. I'm no mathematician, but I'm just saying.
Especially against this run offense.
Scott now, two out of two in the passing game here tonight. Pitches left. It's Gilbert. He's going to be wiped out after a no-gain carry there. Wiped out by a whole lot of Wimberley Texans. And Cold Spring will punt the football. No gain.
Yeah, Colton Fonville tying him up there as he was trying to come around that left offensive side. Good job.
Looked like Connor Kaufman got in there with some action, too. So Caleb Morrison now is going to punt the football away. It's going to be Burt Schell and Brennan Blakemore back deep. Here's the punt. It's going to be taken by Blakemore. Nope, he lets it bounce at the 36-yard line. Wisely stepped away from it. Instead of trying to make the shoot-top catch there, Randy, and take a chance on bobbling it, he let it bounce there, and Wimberley will take over at the Texans' 37-yard line.
That ball was only about, a yard away from him whenever it hit the ground. I bet Coach Nelson's heart skips a beat whenever he sees that. You never know if he's going to grab it and go forward. He wouldn't have had the best catching opportunity there.
No.
Awfully close, though, for it. If it took a wrong bounce, it really could have hit him and would have been trouble.
So let's see if the Texans can generate any offense at all here. Spotted at the 36-yard line. Lambert's in the shotgun. Trinity Wilson to his right. Trips on the far sideline. Dennis Smith, the one lone wideout on the right side. Lambert's just going to run it. And he is going to be wiped out there. A loss of one. And that's Jonathan Swent, who came in there and wiped him out.
Yeah, he read that perfectly. He played in that left linebacker position, and he had a beat on Lambert as soon as Lambert got the ball.
And Swent is so fast there, Randy. He got such good penetration. And, again, that's the problem with this Cold Spring defense. They're not huge, but they are fast as grease lightning all over the field. Second down and 11 now for Lambert. Trying to muster some offense here for the Texans. Blakemore in motion to the far sideline. Late in the third period, Lambert's going to carry it again. He's going to go right up the middle, and a gain of perhaps 3 yards, maybe, well, give him 2 yards out to the 37-yard line. That's it. It'll be third down and 9.
Yeah, they're lining up in that spread offense, really taking the Trojan defense spread out all over the field and trying to, again, if it's a draw play, it's not very well developed. It almost looks like it's a direct snap dive play, and man, the Trojan defense is just too quick for him to anything to find anything room to run.
So big play now, third down and 9, and really, Randy, it's been a long time since we've called Brennan Blakemore's name, and if you're ever going to need Brennan Blakemore, third and 9 is probably a pretty good time to find him. They have done a good job of keeping him bottled up in this ball game. Lambert now back to throw, trying to set up the screen. He's in big trouble.
No.
Wiped out way back at the 16-yard line. Goodness gracious, that's a 20-yard loss, and Wimberly will be forced to punt.
Well, they were trying to set up the screen, and they blitzed all of the linebackers for the Trojans, and he was backpedaling, and he was looking for the screen to develop, and by that time the offensive formation had so fell apart, it was just tried to tuck it and was tackled back there, almost like he forgot or didn't have any other options.
So Cold Spring should have outstanding field position now as Burt Schell stands at his 6-yard line to punt the football away. Long count now. Let's see if Cold Spring comes after this one. Good snap. Burt Schell gets it away. Johnson's going to let it bounce at his 40, and he's just going to back away. It takes a good Wimberly bounce inside the 30-yard line, down to the 28-yard line. Is that fun? 30, 40, 52 yards on the punt, and if Hunter Burt Schell was ever going to punt the ball 52 yards, that's a pretty good time to do so. What a punt there by Hunter Burt Schell, Randy. It doesn't really show up in the box score too prominently, but the Texans needed something positive to happen, and Burt Schell certainly gave it to him.
Yeah, and out of that offensive series, I believe that was about the only positive
that's right.
positive thing to come. The Texans really having a hard time doing anything in the air or on the ground right now.
So let's see if the Texans can now rise up a bit on defense. The give is to Gilbert. Not much of a running lane there for Gilbert, but he manages to pick up 4. He's got 110 yards rushing now on 21 carries unofficially. Clock is now at 1:23 and counting in the third period, and we'll start glancing over to that clock a lot more often now, Randy. 14-7 is our score. Cold Spring leading Wimberly in this state semifinal football game. Second down and 6 now. Turn and pitch left to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to get outside. He's got some running room, 35-40. Back inside, spin move to the 45. Down to the 50. Inside the 50 to the 46-yard line. And that is Shannon Gilbert, who is able to pick up 22 yards on that carry.
Yeah, and after he had picked up the first 10 yards of that carry, the Texans had 3 missed tackles there before he was finally brought down. Of course, a heck of a running back, but it's some a little better tackling. The Texas defense needs to get something going here.
So first down and 10 now. Cold Spring has it at the Wimberly 46-yard line. Scott now will take it on a quarterback sneak right up the middle. He's able to pick up 3 down to the Wimberly 43-yard line. 27 yards rushing now for the quarterback, Scott, on 6 carries.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know, again, if that's an audible call where he sees something and just keeps it going over that left side. They continue to run it and have some success, 2 or 3 yards consistently on that sneak.
And Cold Spring, they don't list the weights in the program, Randy, but they outweigh that Wimberly defensive line. There's no question about that. Here's Scott now trying to get outside right. He's going to be wiped out, though, way back at the 47-yard line in the backfield. That's Blakemore.
Yeah, Calterio almost had him for a loss initially where he got the handoff. And you can see Blakemore cranking up the Texans fans over here.
And that's the end of the third period on that loss of six. 14-7, Trojans over Wimberley. We're back with the fourth quarter after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports comes from the Hill Country Care Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, offering on-site nursing services, personal care assistance, dietary needs, and other medical procedures for both long-term and short-term residents. Hill Country Care is located on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, or can be reached by phone at 858-5624.
This Wimberley Texan football game is made possible by Josh Smith with Computer Services Incorporated in Wimberley, offering commercial and residential computer services, including system setup and support, virus removal, upgrades, and restoration. Josh reminds you to back up all your personal data, including pictures, videos, documents, and other important files on a regular basis. Available online at csiwimberley.com and by phone at 512-921-1874.